Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we're looking at how we can stay healed and healthy in the midst of every attack that comes our way. You know, in Christ, you are always victorious. And I want to just tell you, encourage yourself in Christ. See who you are in Christ. Live and do what Jesus did. Speak out of your mouth. Believe out of your heart. Speak it, confess it, proclaim it, decree it, declare it, and it shall come to pass. You are victorious. Praise God. Let's trust Him and continue where we left off yesterday.
Come on. You believe God for a little bicycle? I remember believing for my kids to get this little three-wheeler. I was still new in America. I was believing for them to get this little bicycle that He would give me the funds. Now to believing for buildings. Amen. It works the same way. Amen. Faith works the same way. The way you believe for the small things is the way you believe for the big things. Amen. There's a thing in golf. They say when there's wind, a lot of wind blowing, just play your normal shot. Because what happens is everyone tries to hit harder because they feel the wind and it's noisy in that. So you try to hit harder because you think you need to. And they say, no, you just keep your rhythm and the same shot. It's the same shot. And then you hit the ball great. The minute you try to do something more, no, faith is enough. Come on, everyone say, faith is enough.
Faith is enough.
And we've been given the measure of faith. Every one of us have got the measure of faith. It's been given to us. And we've got scriptures all over for that, right?
Right. Amen.
Unto every man has been given the measure of faith. Romans 12:3, right there. But just, we've all got faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's a gift from God. So the faith that's been put inside of you is enough to cast this mountain into the sea.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, I'm stirring me up. Stir a passion. Out of all the unemployed musicians, you have to be in this place. Okay, so the Beatles sung a song, "Come Buy Me Love." Remember that? "Come Buy Me Love." Well, it's true, you can't buy love. You can't buy love. You just can't buy love. But you can receive love as a free gift from God. And you can't buy healing. You cannot buy healing either. And we need to distinguish between the two of faith for healing and when the Holy Spirit puts the healing anointing on you as one of His gifts of healing. You get faith for healing and you get the gift of healing. When the gift of healing comes on me, remember, the Bible talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and there's gifts of mercy, gifts of faith, gifts of word of knowledge, tongues, etc. He says, and the gift of healing. When the gift of healing comes on me, it's for a specific purpose, and it may just be for a season. And then once that person's healed, whoever or whatever it is, it's got nothing to do with their faith. It's got to do with the gift given to you by God. Now, that's a great way to get it, but that's not the way it happens most of the time. Most of the time. In your life, most of the time, you're going to have faith for healing. And faith is available to everyone. You've been given the measure of faith. You can cast a mountain into the sea. Every sickness and disease has got to bow to the name of Jesus. You've got faith to be healed. Amen? So don't worry about, did I get the gift of healing, or did I... You've got faith for healing.
That's right.
So I've been given faith. For healing. You see, in the gifts of the Spirit, I can't will them on myself. I can pray for them. I can covet them. But I can't just make them come to me.
No.
I got the gift of healing on my life. Now come here. No, you can't. We got faith for healing. I've got faith enough to believe the word of God that says when a person comes to an elder in the church or a believer lays hands on the sick, they will recover. My faith is in that word. My faith is not in what you're thinking. My faith is not in what the world is saying. My faith is in the word here that says, me, a believer, will lay hands on you, the sick person, you will be healed. Now, when I lay my hands on that person, immediately, 100% without a shadow of a doubt, they healed. Without a doubt. Now, it may be in the spiritual realm, it's taking instant effect. Immediately in the spiritual realm, bang, it's happened. And if that person would continue to say, praise God, and start to believe the word of God, the manifestation could happen within the next 5 minutes. It could happen instantly, and it could happen next week. But you don't give up your faith. Don't shipwreck your faith. For, listen, if you don't give up your faith, you will reap in due season. There's a season where faith becomes effective.
Amen.
And if you're in real faith, it'll become effective immediately.
Right. Amen.
But if you don't see the results immediately, does that mean, oh, well, it didn't work? Well, then you were never in faith in the first place.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
So faith... you know, a lot of people think that Jesus went around healing people to prove his deity. That's not true. There's denominations that think that he healed people to prove that he was God, which means, now listen, very carefully, listen how these people think. If he did it to prove that he was God, well, you and I are not God. So we don't have the healing virtue. You see? It was God who was healing. Jesus, like I taught last night, I believe I taught last night that he gave up his godly privileges. Was that last night? He gave up all of his godly attributes in heaven. And he became a human being, a man. The Bible calls him a servant. He was born as a servant like every other man and woman. And he came through the birth canal, the only way to be legal in the earth. The devil is illegally operating in the earth.
Right. Okay.
Jesus came legally. Because if he came illegally, he couldn't have done and taken our sin. He couldn't have taken our sickness. Because
right.
Man messed up, man had to fix up.
Right.
It would have been wrong. And the devil is a legalist. He would have held that note in God's face and said, but it's you doing it.
Right.
So he came as a man to heal and to save mankind. Amen. And some people think that it was because of his deity or he was proving his deity by healing. Right? Well, that's really not true. Mark 6, if you want to go there. So that was my intro. You're stating the obvious now, Doris. Amen. If the fact was that Jesus was here and doing healing to prove his deity, then if that was the case, he wasn't able to prove his deity in Nazareth, his hometown.
Right.
Mark 6:5 of the New Living Translation, and because of their unbelief, the people in Nazareth, he could not. Now, if this is God and he couldn't do something, then he ain't God. Because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any mighty works there. He couldn't do any miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them.
Yeah.
So right there, that is disproving the theory that he came to prove that he's God and he was healing people because of his deity. No, he couldn't heal them there. Do you see that? So if he's God, how could he not heal anybody? Amen. The only place he didn't heal some people was there. There were some that he healed. Those were some that actually believed. But every person who came to him openly throughout the New Testament, and they came in multitudes, he healed each and every one of them. But there was a time when he couldn't heal because of their unbelief. Listen, we've said this before. Unbelief is a blessing thief. You've got to get this in your spirit. Unbelief is a blessing thief. It will steal your blessings. Unbelief, because you've got to believe and you've got to have faith to receive the promises of God. And if you're in unbelief, you're not in faith and you won't receive the promises of God. Amen? And so, look, it doesn't say that he wouldn't do any work there. Get that very clear. It says he could do no mighty work there. Doesn't say he wouldn't. It said he couldn't. So he did not heal people just to prove his deity.
That's right.
He was ministering in the earth there as, he wasn't ministering as the Son of God now. He was ministering as a man.
Yes.
As a man. In actual fact, he was ministering as a prophet because God had anointed him as a prophet. Look at Luke 4. And this is in verse 24. Luke 4:24. Watch what he said here. Then Jesus said, assuredly I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. That's after he couldn't do the work in Nazareth. He said, no prophet is accepted. He referred to himself as prophet. Everyone say prophet. In fact, we spoke about this last night. We showed that he's prophet. We showed that he's king. Amen. And we showed that he's Son of God. Wow. All right. Matthew 13. Go there with me. And we can learn why Jesus couldn't heal on some occasions. Unbelief. Matthew 13, verse 58. Watch ya, out of the New King James. And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things? Verse 57. So they were offended at him, but Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, in his own house. Now he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. They did not believe him. And he called himself a prophet, not God.
Amen.
He wasn't proving his deity. It was their unbelief that stopped him.
Amen.
It was their unbelief that stopped him. Do you see that? What's going to stop you getting healed? Unbelief. What's going to get you healed? Belief. Faith and belief. Amen. I mean, really, and that's why the devil will come to try to trip you up. That's why we've got to know his strategies. He will try to trip you up by telling you why you can't get healed, telling you how many people have died from it, telling you that your auntie did, telling you that so-and-so who was a great ministry and minister died from it, tell you that the reason why it cannot work. And the devil will come with a lie upon lie upon lie upon lie, and that's when you have to get the stuff out. He says, taking every thought captive. Taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Well, what is obedience of Christ? What is he talking about? Remember, he says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And then he says in 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, he says this. He says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat,